I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Aberdare's Country Lodge and Sanctuary. It is in Nyeri County in the Republic of Kenya in the continent of Africa. And as we continue our conversations today, we continue with the question of what we do after we have gained victory and or defeated the colonizer, or if you may, the neo-colonizer. You know, those who are wiser than us say that the end of a thing is better than the beginning of a thing. They say that what you do with victory is better than victory itself. The world is replete with stories of a people or people who, having gained victory, do not know what to do with it. I remember so very vividly when Africans were struggling to regain their independence from the colonizers, almost to a man, almost to a woman, each one of them said, "Our enemies are poverty, disease, and ignorance." Almost to a man, each one of them promised that, "I will deliver you from hell into heaven." Almost to a man, each one of them promised that they would take us to El Dorado, the land of gold. But the question is, are we prepared? The question is, when we win this battle, will we make the same mess of it in the same manner that we have largely made a mess of what we regained after we drove away the colonizers? And it's not lost on me that I'm talking at a time when the continent of Africa, whichever way you look at it, is underperforming, punching below our weight, when despite the best intentions of the best of our leaders, poverty is alive, conflicts are there, ethnic divisions are rampant, disease is alive, we don't have drinking water, we have underachieved. Yet today we know and make the claim that we could have done better if we drove away the colonizer in all his manifestations. I am for it. I believe that the African continent and African peoples must be totally liberated. I believe that the neo-colonial project which controls our politics and guides our politics must be driven away. I believe that the institutions that guide and govern our economies must be driven away. I believe that the dictation that we have, particularly from Western Europe, must be jettisoned. I believe that we must not be militarily dominated by these erstwhile colonizers. I believe that we can and must. And I believe that we are aware that we have a duty to achieve it. I believe that we know that this is an intergenerational battle. But the question is the perennial one. What will we do when that is done? Will we, once we have defeated the colonizer, remain divided as we are? Will we continue to retain the boundaries that we have so that a Kenyan passport is one that is rejected in Nigeria and vice versa? Will it be that our borders are still controlled? That when an individual from Tanzania goes into Zimbabwe, he is asked for a passport and the number of days that he is going to stay there? Will it be that when I want to have a job in Morocco, I'll be asked why? Will it be that when I cross over to the University of Nsukka in Nigeria, from the University of Nairobi, my degrees will not be recognized? What am I saying? I'm saying that one of the first things that we must do is to identify our agenda after victory. We must have a blueprint of what it is that we want to do. And that blueprint is already with us. It must start with unity. It is in our minds. And when I talk about unity, it means that we must sanitize our politics. It means that we must not be individuals whose only claim to fame is that we want political office for its own sake. Many times in Africa, I look at the continent and I look at some of our liberators, and instead of thinking that they owed it to their motherland, they think that their motherland owes them. They want to be presidents. They want to be ministers. They want to be senior civil servants. They want to be millionaires without working for it. We must liberate ourselves from entitlement if we want to make Africa great after the day of victory. We must also jettison the thing called corruption. You know, one of the things that has bedeviled Africa post-independence is that the men and women whom we have entrusted with positions of power think that all that belongs to the public is theirs to take. Once we have eliminated the colonizer, will we be keeping money in the Cayman Islands? Will we be keeping money in Macau? Will we be keeping money in Mauritius? Will we be keeping money in Panama? We must ask ourselves what it is that we are going to do the day after victory. I'm suggesting to us that the day after victory, we must decolonize our institution. We must look at our education curriculum anew. We must ask ourselves, what history are we teaching? We must ask ourselves, what geography are we teaching? We must ask ourselves, what psychology and sociology are we teaching? We must ask ourselves, what archaeology are we focusing on? We must ask ourselves what it is that we are doing with our education. We must ask ourselves, in the technological arena, we are in the fourth, fifth, and in industrial revolution. We are in the age of the Internet of Things. Are we still relying on ChatGPT? Are we still relying on DeepSeek? Are we still relying on Gemini? What technology are we going to use? How are we going to interact with the rest of the world? We must ask ourselves. We must ask ourselves, what is going to be our foreign policy? How are we going to deal with the rest of the world? How are we going to ensure that the rest of the world will work with us from a position of equality? We must be prepared. We must ask ourselves, what are we going to do in terms of feeding ourselves? As I speak to you now, Africa imports chicken from Brazil. As I speak to you now, Africa imports butter from Denmark. As I speak to you now, Africa imports all her cars almost from Asia and from Europe and from America. Africa imports almost all her phones beyond assembly outside of the continent. What are we going to do? In other words, the time is now for Africa to prepare. The time is now for us to ask ourselves, what are we going to do when we have succeeded? Because for too long, we have imagined that the rest is a secondary question, that we shall do what we need to do when we have won victory. But history is consistent in telling us that if you want things to be done properly, you must pray as if you are dying tomorrow, but plan as if you'll never die. I see that with the Chinese. I see that with the Russians. I see that with the Vietnamese. I see that with the people of Thailand. I see that with the people of Turkey. We must also think governance. You know, when I look at the mother continent today, and I look at how on a daily basis, and I look at the conflict after every election, I look at the court cases after every election, I look at the migration of people after every election, I look at the deaths after every election, I ask myself, shouldn't we also, as we think about the day of victory, begin to remind ourselves that our governance system must change? That we must no longer talk about democracy that is conceived in Europe and America, that we must have our own system of governance. The time to prepare is now. The time to ask what methods and systems you are going to use is now. And I'm suggesting that that is what we must do. We must also ask ourselves, how are we going to deal with our spirituality? You know, Africa is one of the few continents where politicians, when they are sick, they are evacuated to India, to Germany, to London, to the United States of America, to good hostels. And when they come back, they thank God by building another church, not another hostel. I'm suggesting that going forward, we must ask ourselves how we are going to deal with our health systems. And that must happen now. And it can only happen when we begin to organize African institutions. Africa has 8 regional economic communities, from SADC to ECOWAS to COMESA to Central Africa to East Africa to IGAD to the Maghreb to the Horn. All these must begin to have only one meeting. What will we do after the day of victory? And after they have met in that way, they must meet in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, at Africa Hall, and they must ask themselves, under the aegis of the African Union, what will African Union be after the day of victory? Will we still be financed by GIZ? Will we still be financed by USAID? Will we still be financed by UKAID? Will we still be financed by CEDA Sweden? Will we still be financed by CEDA Canada? Or will we now finance ourselves? Once we have understood all these, we'll be able to cut our coats according to our cloth, and Africa may then be able to say, we have run the good race and we have finished well. And our victory is serving us well because our young men and women now have opportunities for invention and innovation. Because our women now have opportunity to serve. People now serve because they love the country, because corruption is now dead, because tribalism is now dead, and our diversity is only celebrated as a cultural curiosity. That day, it is us who are going to make it. There are no supermen and superwomen who are going to come. It is us who must become supermen and superwomen. And as the saying goes, the journey on Friday starts on Thursday. Let us start now so that Africa may enjoy the dividends, sweet dividends of victory, not her bitter fruits. It can be done, and it is us who must do it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We continue to interrogate the mother continent and her different permutations, but let us break now to come back again as we continue this energizing and enriching conversations. See you again.